Hey friend, welcome back to the show. Are you familiar with the story of Job in the Bible? In this episode, I'm doing a deep dive into how the story of Job relates to the estrangement from your child. I'll tell you three things that you can put into practice that could end the estrangement from your son or daughter based on the story of Job. Let's talk about it. Hey friend, welcome to the Estranged Mom Coach podcast. Are you going through a family estrangement from your adult son or daughter? Do you wonder why your child cut you off, if there's a way to save the relationship, or how you can ever feel happy again? You can only distract yourself and avoid thinking about it for so long, and then it hits you all over again. How can this be happening? I'm Jenny Good. I'm a certified coach trained in mindset neuroscience, family estrangement, and emotional healing. I'm also a mom who's been through adult-child estrangement and reconciliation. I teach Christian estranged moms how to increase their odds of reconciling with their child and how to achieve emotional healing and happiness in the meantime. And we do it from a biblical perspective. So grab your tea, pop in your AirPods, and exhale. Welcome home, sister mom. It's going to be okay. Quick disclaimer, I am a certified coach, not a therapist. If you think you're suffering from a mental health disorder, please seek help from a licensed therapist or call 911. Hello, friend. Come in and grab a tea or a coffee and let's visit for a while. I'm so glad you showed up. I truly believe that God brings every person who is meant to find this podcast for a specific reason. And I trust that He will reveal to you exactly what you're meant to get from this episode. As I create this episode, we have just crossed into the second quarter of 2024. Can you believe we are that far into this year already? I've noticed that the autumn time and when we're moving toward Thanksgiving and Christmas can be times when estranged moms need extra support and want to start estrangement coaching. While Thanksgiving and Christmas might seem like a long way off right now, it comes faster than you think it will. Look at how quickly the first quarter of the year went by. I am currently booking out several months in advance for estrangement coaching. So if you want to have a good chance of starting estrangement coaching for that Thanksgiving and Christmas season, this is the time to get your application in for a consultation call. The consultation is free. On that call, I ask specific questions that help me tell you the exact steps needed to move you forward, helping you feel better and greatly increasing your chances of getting your child back in your life. On that consultation call, I also explain how estrangement coaching helps you execute those steps. I answer all of your questions about us working together, and so many people tell me that they feel like a burden is lifted from their shoulders just from the consultation call. To apply for your consultation, go to theestrangedmomcoach.com/schedule. The link will also be in the notes for this episode in case you didn't catch it because you're driving, doing house chores, or maybe you're walking the dog. Also, a quick side note. If you decide to work with me, you will not be sitting around just twiddling your thumbs as you wait for your start date. I have a specific protocol of three things that I have my clients get to work on right away. These three things are non-negotiable foundational pieces to feeling better and reconciling with your child. The sooner you start them, the better. So even if I'm booking out for a couple or few months in advance, you have something impactful to do in the meantime. Okay, let me tell you what is on my heart to talk to you about today. When you're estranged from your daughter or son, it's hard to avoid feelings of resentment or anger. Even if you know that you made some mistakes as a parent, you probably feel that you don't deserve to be cut off in this way. And in almost all cases, you would be correct about that. You miss your child. And at the same time, you feel hurt, frustrated, betrayed, or even judged by them. Sometimes there's a girlfriend, wife, boyfriend, or husband who's behind the scenes driving the estrangement. And if so, you're also angry at them for that. And then there's just the general unfairness of the whole situation of being estranged from your child. You're angry and sad at the situation itself. With so many emotions happening all at once, it's confusing to know how to think or what to do next. Maybe you have felt like you've lost everything. I know that when I was estranged from my daughter, I felt stunned at the amount of loss that I felt. There was the loss of what I thought was a close relationship with her. And then there was also a perceived loss of my identity and the plans that I thought we had made for our future as a family. It certainly was much different than anything I had envisioned. I felt stripped of my dignity and my sense of self, and I felt like I had lost our security as a family unit. Do you feel like you've lost everything? That brings me to the story of Job in the Bible. Job was a good man who was put to the test through a series of major losses in his life. He lost his money, his business, his health, and his children. And his wife, who he was probably looking at as the last person in his family he had left, well, she told him to curse God and die. He must have felt so upset, angry, isolated, and sad, like he had lost everything. And then came his friends, who did not seem much like friends in his dark time. Several of Job's friends came to see him, but it was not an entirely supportive visit, as you might expect from friends at a time of sickness and loss. Instead, his friends suggested that Job or his family must have done wrong and caused the bad things that happened in his life. Job vacillated between agony and anger. He was angry at his friends, and he spoke sharply to them. He even spoke incorrectly toward God. He was wrong. Job was no doubt in great emotional and physical pain and breaking inside. But then God talked to Job and reminded him of who he is, he as in God. Job was humbled, and he knew that he had disrespected God in some of the things he said after the troubles befell him. Job repented for his careless words, and he also began praying for his friends who had let him down. The action of praying for those who mistreated him is pivotal, and I want you to pay close attention to this. Job 42:10 says, "And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." When Job prayed for those who had spoken out against him and hurt him, those who were supposed to be his friends, but accused him wrongly in his time of sorrow and affliction, when Job prayed for them, God freed him and restored him double what he had lost. Now, a side note here. Some people might ask how God restored him double regarding the loss of his children. The answer to that is that God gave Job the same number of children that had died. People go on forever in the afterlife. Whether they go to heaven or hell, they continue on, either in eternal life or eternal damnation. But a person goes on. So Job was still a father to that number of children that he had lost the life of. Plus, God gave him that number of children again. So God did double all that Job had lost. What then do I want you to take from this and apply to your family estrangement? I want you to do three things. First, search your heart. See if there is any time where you spoke wrongly toward or about God or any person involved in the estrangement. Has your attitude been bitter? Have you doubted God in any way If so, as Job did, repent of that. Next, let's look at what Job 1:20 says. Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshiped. I want you to get that Job worshiped God even when he had just found out that he had sustained massive loss, including every one of his precious children. He was in mourning and agony, and yet he worshiped God. You can praise God in the midst of the estrangement. Even if you feel you've lost everything, God is always worthy of our worship and our praise. I believe there are two ways out of many dark situations. Pray your way out and praise your way out. Do not fail to worship God, not only for what he can do for you, but because of who he is. Okay, the third thing that I hope you will do based on this study of Job, pray for those who are involved in the estrangement, including anyone who has done you wrong, whether it be your son or daughter, their spouse, in-laws, or someone else. This might feel really hard, especially if there are others involved, like a gatekeeper's spouse or a mother-in-law or maybe your ex. But pray for them earnestly and with radical love. You don't have to agree with them, and you don't have to love what they do, but you must love them, as in their soul. After Job prayed for those who hurt him, accused him, and were supposed to be there for him but let him down, after he did that, he was freed and restored. So we know that this matters to God. I firmly believe that if you do these three things from a place of love, obedience, and strong faith, you will see something move. It might take time and consistency, but I believe it. Okay, friend, that is what I have for you this time, and I hope it blesses you. Hey, Sister Mom, thanks for spending time with me. If this podcast inspired you, helped you, or blessed you in some way, I'd love for you to share it with another mom who could be edified by it too. Also, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. This helps more moms like us find and be blessed by the show. Remember, you are a daughter of the Most High King, and you are not alone.